Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Elon Musk is suing the artificial intelligence company OpenAI. That's the company behind ChatGPT. He alleges that the company breached a founding agreement saying that they'd develop AI to benefit humanity instead of chasing profits. Now, Musk was one of OpenAI's co-founders in 2015 and then left after clashes over where the company was headed. Bloomberg senior editor Mike Regan has been reading into the lawsuit, which was brought late last night in San Francisco. He's here with us now. Hey there, Mike.
Hi, Tiziana. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So let's start with this agreement that Musk's lawsuit says was made with the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman. What was it?
Yeah, right. Well, so Musk was one of the founding members of OpenAI and a party to the agreement that was struck when it was launched. And as you pointed out, the goal was sort of the quote unquote be a benefit for all of humanity. And part of that involves having this software be open source software. In other words, software that anybody who wanted to go and look at the underlying code could do so and sort of tinker with it and use it for their own purposes. But what's happened is that OpenAI and Sam Altman have struck a partnership basically with Microsoft, another big backer of the project. So what Musk is alleging is that instead of being sort of an open source project available for all to see the code, instead it's been transformed into what they call, quote, a closed source de facto subsidiary of the largest technology company in the world, Microsoft. So that's sort of really at the heart of it is, you know, who controls the code that underlies the artificial intelligence that is used in ChatGPT and similar products that could stem from this technology.
So, Mike, in the lawsuit, Musk claims the company's for-profit arm is valued at nearly $80 billion. We also know that Musk has launched his own AI company. So where does the money fit in? Does this impact his own venture?
Yeah, I think, you know, a couple things. Musk does have this computing AI startup, XAI, that is part of the X social media platform, formerly Twitter, that he bought last year. But the other thing is Musk really has for years now been very vocal about his concerns about artificial intelligence being used for sort of the wrong purposes, and, you know, a for-profit company sort of using it for its own bottom line rather than, you know, the stated goal of, you know, the benefit of humanity. The other, I think, big underlying issue, obviously, is Elon Musk has become very much a vocal combatant in the culture wars. You know, he's very much against diversity efforts, and including in other artificial intelligence projects like Google's AI image generator. He's been very vocal criticizing that because some historical images that it produced included people of color where they likely would not have been. So, you know, Musk has really become this sort of raconteur towards not only anti-diversity, what he calls woke issues, but also against other technology companies as well.
Mike Regan, lots to watch there. Senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.